3, May the 28th, 1995. The big thugs have every area covered, from your water supply to your country mice to your city rats, and of course, through your deviant behaviors to infect you all. We cannot save anything or anyone, much the less the world. However, we will do what we can to offer that, to offer what may or will give you a modicum of protection and equal rights to fight back. We find that the colloids wipe out the flesh-eating strep, E. coli, meningitis, staph, salmonella, mystery infections, yeast, and fungi. If they are within parasitic carriers, you really need to wipe out the carriers, because otherwise you will have continual outbreaks as new invaders mature. Now, friends, don't be foolish. We don't have any of the organisms of new origin to test. We can only go by what others have tested for and found to be factual. We have, however, watched the colloids clear up bubonic plague in animals with one dose. Who knows what happens in humans? Because if taking the stuff, you simply don't get the disease in the first place. If disease epidemic strikes, what will likely happen is that the epidemics or even pandemics will strike, and what can you do then? Get your backup supply of viable, friendly bacteria and take whatever you need to keep from accepting the invaders. I further suggest that you make a solution of colloidal-laden water and take your protective masks, gloves, whatever you might use for shielding if treating or working with infected persons or handling dead animals or whatever, and dip into the solution these items and allow to dry to have available, or even use damp. This is the best disinfectant you can use as a barrier. Master Nostradamus avoided plague by using silver solutions. He was not magic. And do not listen to the authorities who will be telling you that you can't catch it this way or that way or. These diseases are intended to be caught through every way known to man, through every orifice known on man, especially those used for deviant pleasures and usual airborne methods of contacting disease organisms. There may come a day when we have to offer larger supply, so that, like disinfectants in laundry washing, you can use some colloid to kill the germs at distribution source. By the way, you people who still have an old ironing mangle machine around, keep it, because heat from ironing is the best germ killer yet found. So if you are presented in emergency with need for bandaging, especially for burn wounds, iron strips of gauze or material and use on the wounds. If you use pre-made bandaging, spray directly on the wound, the colloid, and especially on burns. This is the desired treatment of choice in hospital burn wards. I prefer cotton or linens for this purpose, but any old sheet will do that can stand a cotton setting, or especially higher temperature. On the synthetic materials, use a spray and forget the ironing. You are going to have to attend open lesions very carefully, and especially attend sputum or any type of discharge from anything or anywhere. This is where you can apply the old saying of an ounce of prevention. The facts are that an ounce of guaiacol is going to be worth your very life. Family and friends. Now let us consider all those family members and friends who continue to think you are nuts and fringe insane. Don't push them. You can either let them die if they catch something fatal, or you can get them a supply to set on their closet shelf. It is like the water supply they don't want until the earthquake hit and the water went off. Just tell them to keep it, and when they need it really, they will use it, with no further nudging from you. Hypnotherapy. I need to take this opportunity to discuss something which is giving great heartburn to a lot of readers and willing participants. Hypnotherapy. We have a lot of readers and team players who are either in the business or want to be. This is fine, you who wish to do this service. But it is not fine to come here to do it. If you are located anywhere, which you must be, do it there. And see if you can build clientele or whatever. If you cannot be successful where you are, you will surely fail here. where the surveillance guards and wardens are down our necks every moment of every hour. This is certainly not to say that mind healing is not the very best medicine and non-medicine there is. It says you are in danger here. And unless you know what you are doing, when you get past the habit-changing efforts and regressions for the fun of it, you are nowadays treading on incredibly dangerous territory, for you are up against physical programming chips. If you are totally turned off by my statements, consider your own self pretty carefully. If you participate with us just to find a placement here, be careful, for I repeat, here is probably the worst place you want to be if you wish to be successful and truly help your brethren. We have several from beyond the U.S. northern border who have been here within the past month or so who are somehow shattered because I have suggested caution in this field. One is a male whom I find one of the most devoted and careful persons who has been using Dr. Clark's program for parasite control along with hypnotherapy. Fine, but I don't agree with most of Dr. Clark's reasoning. If you have to wear suspenders with your anti-brake belt, you will not do much good long term. If you can't even use a mouthwash and handle parasites, you're going to be in trouble. If you don't eat, sleep, drink, or live, you won't have problems with plagues anyway. The other fantasy is that, quote, it's all in the mind. It is not all in the mind. These are little beings, bugs, microbes. Name them what you will. Some may well be in the brain, and yes, the mind could control this, but I don't really know 20 humans who can do it.
Sort of like ascension. I haven't noticed many doing it.
We have some precious ones who want to move here, and since we have no church organization as such, teach as in church, meditation and spiritual awakening and connections. No, please. We would have a church, if that were the problem of simply not having one. We want none. You would say, well, we wouldn't be doing it to just have our group. But who would you expect to attend? The group? The community who hates all newcomers? Look and see what you suggest before taking actions and drastic changes. We have certified hypnotherapists in our own team here. I am as good or better than anyone you are going to find here or anywhere. We object to no one coming here and doing anything within the law or task you wish. However, for that purpose, the government, at least of Canada, does not consider hypnotherapy a valid reason to move across the border, nor does the U.S. This is mostly due to the total lack of desire to heal anyone, especially the mind of anyone. The wardens have worked for centuries to destroy your minds. They certainly don't want anyone undoing their almost accomplished task. The next thing that happens with any from foreign places, they have to have a sponsor. This means that someone here has to guarantee employment, need for foreign personnel that you haven't got here already, and general responsibility. The minute anyone who is classified as being even a friend of ours is shown on any form, you have trouble. This is not being nasty or hurtful. This is simply the way it is. We like it even less than you who are already settled somewhere, and mostly, yes, we can use all the help we can get, but not more pressure or responsibility that can collapse the whole projected and hoped-for growth of individual business structures. Anyone who takes my statements personally and as confronting, think about it carefully. Do those shoes fit? I can't write for one or two. I am responsible to 6 billion entities. If I hurt your feelings somehow, why would that be? I certainly do not have time or energy to go about picking out nice individuals to attack and badger. We may get away indefinitely, offering a health product which may keep you in fair health. We will not get away with mind deprogramming or healing if we get very successful at actual reversal of symptoms. We can do some of this, work with those in other locations, and one day there will be a retreat or center here for that purpose because you will be unable to get medical care in general. Until then, our profile is zilch, to very low. We are not in competition or full blast confrontation of anyone or anything. this is the way it is, and this is the way it must remain. If you, however, have those talents and education, use them. Use it wherever you are. This is the way you change a world, not just focus on a community. I do object to ones who come and then go, having reached an individual conclusion that I am somehow not a desirable teacher because suddenly I seem to confront your ideas. Your ideas are not my business when it comes to either the lessons or the location. Would you be happier with me if I allow you to blunder and get yourself arrested or into trouble with the regulators? You each are going to have to get impersonal, or you aren't going to make it through here very well. And God's delays are not God's denials. You who feel drawn to this place, why? Is it because you thought Hatan was here instead of there, the team is here instead of there, and why would you invest in anything here or there? Be careful of your answers to self. Why do you do these things? It is important. Then, when somehow there seems to be a rebuke or negative suggestion to the many, it is personalized and internalized, and suddenly Hatan is a bad energy. How so? How dependable were you? Oh, you invested something. No, you didn't. Not here. You may well have loaned some funds to someone, but not to me, and your loan is like any other business transaction with any corporation or bank or store or whatever. What is this? Quote, well, I put some money in, and now I probably will lose it in everything, and I want to move to your location, but you only tell me to think and be responsible in choices. Is that us or you? I do not understand misgivings or misunderstandings, for it seems I spend half my time explaining how to do things, use things, and offer things, so that you do not misunderstand. We have no group. What you may do as you please, with the Institute, for instance, or support you may offer to the paper, has nothing to do with anything else. There is certainly no offer of metals dealing. The only place gold has is to back as collateral loans made by the Institute. When the gold goes up, you get the value of that rise. This is purely and simply business, and it is a corporate business, which is totally controlled by law and regulations. I am continually amazed at how many well-intentioned, claim to be, people want God's big rewards, but want those guaranteed in advance, up front. Gold is going to go up. There are not, however, now, any other places you can get coverage for money, like here. However, if the whole thing collapses in a bucket, you will still have some backup with the value of gold when it rises. No more, no less. What do you think we are practicing? Magical chairs? No. We are more careful of laws and regulations than probably any other business in the world. We will not even try to justify breaking rules and regulations of corporate laws for anyone. Not anyone. You should know this. If you utilize either loans or corporations, this is your protection. Drag King. I am now in the position of being called a drag king. This does not mean that I dress in drag. It means that in my efforts to be explicit, I find that I must beat a thing, drag a thing, and discuss a thing until we're all sick of the topics. You don't leave me choices, for if I think I have covered topics, I only need to wait an hour and someone's going to misunderstand, misuse, and accuse and abuse us. No, I am getting to be less and less a good sport about these reactions. There are hundreds of thousands of readers out there who seem to understand us, especially the government players who watch us constantly. So if you feel that there is someone out of step in this parade, check your feet, please. However, don't accuse all of everyone or someone else of causing you to misunderstand anything. Along those lines, a reminder. If you are on colloids, I don't care from where you got them, and have a bellyache, go take some supplemental replacement-friendly bacteria. If you want to move to this location, ask all the right questions, the most important being, can you attend yourself without assistance? This bunch here are worn out, overwhelmed with a task, and also trying to simply survive financially. When things are done here, they will have to be done in proper sequence and in full cooperation with all parties involved, from the city planners to the county regulations. We are obviously not there yet. We realize that many of you would like to, quote, get us there, damn it. Fine, but in out of sequence building, you are going to be in competition at some point, for we have no intention of stopping projects or somehow making yours ours. Correct and perfect corporation management is absolutely mandatory. Misuse of corporations will drop you into the bucket of boiling oil. And I add, you deserve it, for the guidelines are simple and available. Do what you will, but the irresponsible party who thinks you will just somehow beat the system is going to be in trouble, and rightfully so. You don't need to make errors or try to evade anything. Work within the laws and you avoid a lot of trouble. Evade and you deserve whatever you get. Then likewise, do not expect or even ask for someone else to break corporate laws to service you, for if they are set up properly, they cannot nor should they even consider it. This protects all participants, especially you. Believe me, these things are being tested in the courts and under fire. If you do not understand, then get informed, for the information is available for the simple reading. We have explained it all over and over again. I am not going to write more specific books on the matter. Go study the old ones and go to resources or research centers and get informed. After you have hantavirus filling your lungs instead of a bad cold, it is probably too late. At the least, a Band-Aid will not solve the infection. If you are being instructed by others who claim they know about these things and claim to be a part of this group, then they are ill-informed, full of it, and you may well want to sue them. But leave us out of it, for we do not exaggerate, misinform, mislead, or any other miss. This latter condition arises constantly by exuberant and eager parties. Sometimes the intent has been blatant and obvious. Mostly, however, it is subtle and unintentional, but nonetheless wrong, in misinformation scattering. Contact. At first glance, the tales of Contact being a fringe paper and or anti-Semitic or whatever might appear true, depending on which issue of the paper you have. However, you will note that all sides of everything, from the truth about Christianity to the illusions manufactured about the Jews, are presented. This is what good journalism is. We conduct all business professionally and with mandatory correct procedures under the obvious expectation of investigation. We have had that investigation by the FBI and others at random ad nauseum. We stand, they go away. We plot against no one. We present truth or qualify opinions as being offered but not verified. We offer any product within all regulations and laws for whatever or whoever wishes to use them. We do not encroach on big business or the government, except vicariously, nor do we suggest overthrow, subversion, terrorism, gun-toting, threatening, or law-breaking of any kind. You can live within the laws of these days upon man and citizen and make it, but it needs attitude adjustments. You cannot live forever off the welfare in that welfare state of mind and change government. If you, further, are totally hooked to that welfare state, you won't change government because it represents your lifeblood. So, we offer truth, not camaraderie or commune or church. We offer that truth in news and then go about our business within the laws and regulations, individually and separately. We bring truth and a lot of suggestions for making it through whatever comes. We push nothing down anyone's gullet or craw. So if you wish to blame us for something or another, you will find us to be Teflon, gold, plated, or coated. We do everything according to the laws of God and man. What is so difficult to understand about this course of action? I see. Nobody else does? Well, we do. Moreover, we do not have a problem with it. We don't intend to threaten or shoot anyone anyway. So what's the big deal about militias or guns? We intend to build a nation on truth and creation, not bullets and swords. If it requires bullets and swords, then we won't build anything. We didn't allow these things to come upon mankind. Mankind allowed them. So mankind will fix it or it won't be fixed. I don't see anything difficult at all to understand. If you don't want to help us accomplish this in righteousness, then don't. But don't expect us to fix it for you while you bash us. If you wish to protect yourself from the assaulting bugs marching upon you, I suggest you get some of our anti-bug products. Otherwise, do what you will, and perhaps you will catch a bug that antibiotics will negate. We offer you choose. But please, don't annoy our creators with your negative opinions, for your opinions are yours. Arguments solve nothing. If you don't want anything we have to offer, do not get it, read it, sup it, spray it, or use it. At best, what we have to offer are simply possible tools for your use. We are not magicians, have no connection with magicians, and do not set forth to perform miracles. We leave that to the show and tellers. Miracles are, again, in your individual perception, and if you perceive miracles, you will have miracles. If you perceive dark, dank reaction, you may well have no results, but you won't get any such reaction from these parts or products. If truth bothers you, check self. Don't blame us. Am I a messenger? Yes. A savior? No. When you get rid of that savior rapture, fix it for me garbage, you might just make it in truth. With great respect for each of you, friend and or foe, I salute you. If you study in wisdom for growth in wisdom, you have it. If not, and you choose to refuse input, so be it. You won't have it, no more, no less. Salute. The wisest and most simple overall coverage of all things past, present, or future is offered by Little Crow. Things will be exactly as things will be.
Aho. Okay. What's the first argument going to come back to me? We just keep trying. Trying indicates that we expect to fail. And therefore, I expect to fail with this. But each time that we go over it, we understand it a little bit better. And part of the reason that a lot will not be able to understand it is because the more technical people, and let's face it, your enemy is going to want to know exactly how it's done so I can go do it myself, or I can undersell you, or I can oversell you, or if this is so priceless, then why don't we just set the price really high and make a bundle, and we can afford the paper, and we can afford the factory. That is not what we are about. I'm not interested in saving my enemy and getting them crowded onto my ship. And I'm not going to be allowed to bring the evil monsters, if you will, back into the universal order of God's places. There is a place for all soul beings. So I'm going to repeat something. Charity begins at home. And when I have all of my known team players covered, then yes, we can go out into the marketplace and make a bundle, if that's what's important to you. And certainly it is important enough to make enough in funds in return for the value we offer. And our intent is always to offer our value, which is going to surpass anything, for less than anyone can do it. Because we need it out there, they need to have it. And it goes right along with what has happened. So many people in seeking for and searching for God and joined every New Age groupie that comes along, followed every guru, every teacher, everyone, hugged the trees. You see, I bow and I may get on my knees to a tree. And I may touch it and I may even hug it. But it has nothing to do with hugging trees or being an environmentalist. I respect the God life of that perfect, creation that I cannot even achieve the wonder of a tree. And to cut one of those elderly giants down is absolutely unthinkable to me. To make your toothpicks and your patios, or to clear your land, or whatever. But that's not what I'm about, and that's not what you must be about. There will always be some who are about that. And obviously, ones will come in good marketing form, and that's fine. That's what you should do, and someday, maybe, after all of them leave us alone, and we're famous, and we're acceptable, and the books are priceless, and the tapes are priceless, perhaps you can go and really market them around the world. But look what happens. Contact is the most widely read, quoted source of information on the globe today, and you can't seem to get 1,500 subscribers. Now, don't you find that interesting? There must be a reason. Well, for goodness sakes, they keep trying to call you a cult. They keep trying. They can't get their hands on you. Leave it alone. But we do need money to make that next edition, don't we? Well, you can borrow it from one of the companies that is putting together Gaia Call, for instance. But so many of our beloved friends and neighbors and people and families, do you think I'm going to deprive Enzes of having it for all of, right down through Peanut? When we're already struggling just to stay alive? No. We have got to make sure that our people are covered. So we have to keep that price down where it is reasonable to make it and still be able to keep going. When we have large funding for projects, we will have a plant and we will supply the world. And then we'll really be able to undersell everybody. At this point, nobody has it. However, it's going to be easy enough for them to figure out what to do with it if they're making colloidal silver. They will never have the Drea based because I will see to it. You see, that is one thing God can recall. He did it. You have only had the Chondrianas, the Drianas, the Dreas. After all the millenniums, thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. This was the ancient cell of life. And now you're going to be able to put it together with monoatomic gold. This is a source of life. And you need it for that frequency to make this passage. God controls it. You may have it, and you may be able to make it flourish on your windowsill, and someone may be able to come and steal it, but it will never be allowed to flourish in the hands of the enemy of God. Period. And now just a little bit to answer the question about how do you know your frequency is going up. I'm not going to even respond to personal, body, whatever. But there are two things that you can do.
Oh, one. Just beautiful time for a change. Let me flip the tape.